This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. Crawl Space Eviction has been entertaining audiences in the Kalamazoo area for 16 years. It offers weekly performances, including open mic and stand-up comedy every Monday, and improv comedy twice a month. The company is moving into a new venue, once owned by First Baptist Church on West Michigan Avenue. It's an exciting time for the company, and Dan Seitzma is the owner and director overseeing it all. I asked Seitzma if it's a bit scary getting up on that stage to do improv.
It used to be, yeah, and after a while, you really start to learn the power of team and the power of connection with the people that you're performing with.
How you play off each other, yeah.
Yeah, and all that fear starts to go away. You know, the more that you trust those people with you, the more that you connect with them, you can have the worst day imaginable. I mean, you can have a really bad set of circumstances that you're entering the theater with, and all of a sudden, when you get around these people, when you start engaging in the process, then it just starts to go away in a really pleasant way, where all that stuff is still there.
Yeah,
it's just
kind of a positive tension.
Yeah, yeah. Everything that you have experienced in the day is still there. You just have this new lens that you're looking at it with, and you have this goal of going out there and working with the team to create something completely different, completely new, just create a new world.
Are you always pretty much the same group of people, or does it vary?
So Crawl Space Eviction, my improv comedy team, we've been, the same four people have been with the team for a long time, almost 10 years. And it's ebbed and flowed as far as, you know, some people come in and then have to leave for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes they move away or move on to a new project. But there's four of us that have remained consistent. And then we have a fifth member that joined last year, and she's terrific.
Yeah.
She's really somebody that caught on to the vibe of what we did, and we got her by audition, so we were able to kind of pick from a pool of people that were really talented.
I imagine there's advantages both to being together for such a long time. You can really know how the other one's going to move, but also an advantage to bringing in some new blood and having something new to play against.
Yeah, we needed it. We needed it at that time. When we cast, her name is Lizzie Hanaway. Yeah, so Lizzie is the newest member of the team. Yeah, we selected her because she was a good fit, but then also we knew that she would bring us to a different place, and we needed that. We need to explore some different directions to take, you know, to take suggestions in, because we don't want to get in a real deep rut with what we do. We have a style. It doesn't have to stay exactly the way that it was. And we want it to freshen up every once in a while.
And so you're an actor, but you're also the owner of Crawl Space Eviction. So how does that change the dynamic for you, or does it?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Years ago, when, you know, I was the director of the team that I was performing on, and that can be a challenge. And a lot of improvisers in Chicago and other places, maybe bigger markets, will say, never do that. Don't perform with the team that you're directing. And didn't really have that luxury because we're in a smaller market. There's not a lot of teams. So if I wanted to do improv, I was probably going to have to direct it as well, or and vice versa. So that was just the nature of it was, I'm the director of the team, but I'm also playing on it.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I asked Seitzma about the upcoming Kalamazoo Improv Festival.
Yeah, it's year 10, which is a real shocker. Kind of snuck up on all of us.
Yeah, time does that.
Yeah, it's been a really, it's just been a festival, an event that has always... I tell people it's just me inviting my favorite improv performers to Kalamazoo and then letting all of them watch them with me. It's some performers that I've really, really appreciated for a long time, coming to town and doing shows. And this year we have some really, really special performances. There's a lot of teams that have performed in the past, so we want to kind of honor the tradition and history of what we've been doing over the last 10 years. And then we're also having probably the most well-known performance, which is the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern presents a spinoff podcast called Getting Nuts. So it's a internationally known podcast called Hello from the Magic Tavern. And then two of the members of that podcast do a separate podcast called Getting Nuts. It's a remarkably nuanced and interesting podcast. It's an improvised podcast, but the premise and the structure of it, the world that they've created, is so detailed and so vast that to have that here is going to be a really fun extra addition. One of the members came last year to perform as just an improviser. He was a performer. This year he's coming with the other cast member as their characters to perform that podcast. That'll be really special, I
think. It sounds fun. How do you get tickets? How does that part work?
Currently, the pre-sale, actually, we're in the early bird sales. So you can go to the website, crawlspacetheater.com, and get tickets for the Improv Fest there. I would get the early bird special, though, because that's going to save you some money on the fest pass or the day passes to it.
September 21st, which is today, and September 22nd. Tell us about that. What can we catch right now?
Yeah, so we'll be opening our season, Crawl Space Evictions, opening our 16th season. And we like to theme all of our seasons on a single theme and center each show not really centered around it, just inspired by, you know, something that fits in that theme. And so this season we're going with soup. That's our theme. So we thought, with kids going back to school, college is starting back up, we would make the September show ramen. Also, we're selling season tickets. So we actually made them a little bit cheaper, and you get an extra weekend this year. So instead of getting 8 weekends of shows, you get 9, and the price pretty much stayed the same. So instead of $90, they're $89.
There you go.
So you save a buck, but get an extra weekend. We are so generous.
You could get some ramen with that dollar.
You could. I like how you think. I think you could probably get like 10 ramens for
that. I think so. I don't know. What is it? 20, 25 cents a little bag?
This is a pretty cheap way to get through college. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dan. We'll see you at the theater.
Sounds great. Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Dan Seitzma of Crawlspace Theater Productions in Kalamazoo. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.